Love God. Lift others.
Welcome to Elevate Life Church. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy another elevated message. Here is Elevate Life Church Youth Pastor, Willard Gable.
Holy Spirit, come into my life. Won't you wrap me up inside your light? I know everything's gonna be alright.
You guys ready for the word today? Come on, let's go to Acts chapter 2. It's Pentecost Sunday. Are y'all excited? Pentecost Sunday. Come on, we're going to be talking about, like Pastor Sergio said, we're going to be talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. This, I believe, is the greatest gift that has been released to the earth, listen, that has been rejected. This gift has been rejected. This gift, can I tell you something? It's not for everybody. This gift is for you and I. The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to bring power. That's his job. Miracles, signs, and wonders. But because of unbelief, it hinders you from receiving the greatest gift God could give you and I. Maybe it's lack of understanding. Maybe it's we just don't know. So today, we're going to teach you, because in Acts chapter 2, this is when God releases the gift that he had been prophesying. He had been sending prophets to talk about it in the book of Joel. Hundreds of years prior, said, this gift is coming. I'm going to pour it out on you. But you see, God wants relationship with humans. He doesn't just want to come on the earth and rule and reign. God says he gave you and I dominion to come on earth and rule and reign. God wants you and I to step into this gift. He wants you and I to receive the gift. So Acts chapter 2, it says this. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. You ready? All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and here it is. And began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. All were filled with the Holy Spirit. Can I tell you something? Praying in tongues is the supernatural evidence that God has immersed you and filled you with his Holy Spirit. It's the evidence. It's the proof. And the more that we pray in the Spirit, you need to understand something. Praying in the Holy Spirit is the gateway to the supernatural. Can I tell you, there are people in this world that you see the psychics and you see these people trying to use crystals and all these different things. They are going into the spirit realm illegally. It's demonic. There is only one way into the spirit realm, and that is through Jesus Christ. There is only one way. But listen to this. God loves us so much that he said, I want you to rule and reign just like my son. I want you to rule and reign. I want you to move in power for what I place on the inside of you. I want you now to release to other people. See, but the problem is that we truly don't believe that God would give us the same power that rose Jesus from the dead, that he would give it to you and I. We don't believe it. Come on. I didn't believe it. Why? Come on, is that not crazy? That's crazy. But can I tell you something? That's God's idea, not mine. So God goes, I'm going to place my Holy Spirit inside of you. I'm going to give you all the power that you will need to overcome every circumstance, every obstacle, every trial, every single thing that you face in this life. I want to give you a gift that's going to empower you to dominate. You see, what happens is many times is we get this gift from God. Some of us have received the Holy Spirit, and we think that's end all. It's not. That is just the beginning and the entryway to the supernatural and the things that God wants to do in your life. But how many of you know if you don't use the gift, it's not going to work? We went camping this weekend. I took some of the youth camping. And I'm sitting there, and I have this, come on, the Blackstone grill, Jordan. You know those Blackstone grills, right? I'll be honest, I really wasn't into it much. Anthony bought it for me. He's like, here you go. I want to bless you. I'm like, all right, cool. Thank you. I'm like, I love you, Aunt. And so I said, I'll just leave it in my RV so that it could stay there. And we'll just use it when we go camping. So I received the gift, but I never used it. I received the gift, but I never knew what it was for. We receive the Holy Spirit, and then what we do is we just tuck the Holy Spirit to the side. But come on, I went camping. I said, Aunt, pull out that thing. Pull out that Blackstone. I'm about to whip up breakfast for all these kids. Can't cook for nothing. Come on, jack the eggs all up. Bacon was burnt. Come on. And they loved it. And I'm sitting there like this. I'm like, I got it, Aunt. Don't worry. Just, hey, you go get me the food. Give me this. I'm cooking. So what am I doing? I'm using the gift. Guess what happens as I began to use the gift? I started enjoying it a little bit. I started having fun. Then I realized that this gift isn't just for me. It's to feed other people. Are you here? God gives us a gift, not just for you, but for other people. Are you here? He gives you the gift for other people. He puts his power inside of you for other people, so that when you pray and you lay hands on people, addiction's broken like that. Depression is gone like that. But you see, the problem is we're a little bit shy. Or we might think that the Holy Spirit's kind of weird. No, I don't think so. What's weird is me handing my best friend drugs to kill himself. What's weird is handing somebody I love alcohol so that they can drink themselves to death. What's weird is that I was so deceived that I gave my best friend drugs, and unfortunately, he's still out there. But can I tell you something? I didn't know. The Bible says that the devil blinds the eyes of the unbeliever. I wasn't a believer. I didn't believe. So therefore, the veil could not be lifted so that I could really see what was really going on. But then I began to step into this thing. I became a new member like many of you are going to do. I walked into James Rutter. Come on. I ate me a Subway sandwich. Come on. We upgraded. Come on. We got Jersey Mike's now for you. Become a member. Come on. It's a little commercial for you. But listen, God wants to give you this gift. He doesn't want you to suffer anymore. He doesn't want you to live in chaos. I'm not talking about just at home. Come on. I'm talking about on the inside. That's the abundant life. Are you here? My abundant life isn't in my material possessions. My abundant life is that when I'm going through a storm, I have peace. My abundant life is that when everybody around me is drinking and using drugs, I sit there and it doesn't affect me at all. I'm chilling. But it's through the power of the gift. It's through the power of the gift. That's the only way I'm able to do it. The only way I'm able to stay being a pastor and not go back out into the world is because I took advantage of the gift that God placed before me. Getting saved was not enough for me, because if you were like me, I ran my life into the ground. That wasn't enough for me. And God wants to give you this gift. Now look, in Joel chapter 2, we're going to go there. God talks about this gift hundreds of years before. You see, when we read the Bible, we just look book to book. But can I tell you something? There was a 400-year gap between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The silent years. There was a gap. Meaning Joel here, he talks about it hundreds of years before the pouring out of the Holy Spirit happens in Acts chapter 2. Hundreds of years before, God starts telling his people. He said, and that's just the beginning. After that, I will pour out my what? On every kind of people. That means this. The gift is for everybody. The gift is not limited. The Holy Spirit wants to come and abide and live and work inside of you. He wants to come inside of you, not only to give you power, but to purify your inner life. Galatians chapter 5 talks about the works of the Spirit and the works of the flesh. That is the boundary line. We all come in here broken, busted, jacked up, and God goes, I want to give you my gift because you're not going to be able to get to where I need you to go without the purification process I need to do within you. So he not only gives us the Holy Spirit, he gives us fire. It's a metaphor for the purifying of the inside that God wants to continually work in you. And listen, don't beat yourself up. Every single one of us in here, we are all in a process. Some are just at different levels than others. Why? It's because we obeyed the commands of Jesus. We took an initiative to go get what God had for us. Are you here? We took an initiative. We said, God, I need you. God, I can't do this without you. I know, God, if I don't encounter your power, there is no way I'm not going to stay away from living in that life. I need you, God, help. And I believe there are people in here that are crying out saying, God, I need your help because I'm telling you, I'm too attached to my old life. I can't get rid of my friends on my own. I can't do it. I can't get rid of them. I can't live the life that you're calling me to live on my own, God. So you need to understand something. There has to be faith and effort on your part. God says this, the gift is available to all. All who would believe. See, Sky, this isn't that difficult. The same way you receive salvation and you believe Jesus is your Lord, why is salvation important? Because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So because we live in sin, what happened was we were eternally separated from our Father. Jesus came and died on the cross and poured his blood out because God needed a perfect sacrifice so that we can be back into relationship with God. It is part of his redemption plan. Can I tell you something? God's plan from day one is to be in relationship with you. But here's the problem is we've grown up in these environments and situations and places we live in that we become so insecure or we hate ourselves so much because of things that have been done to us that have not been our fault that we aren't willing to accept God's goodness. But if you're willing to accept it, it's for everybody. If you're willing to believe, it's for everybody. He says this, it's just the beginning. I will pour out my spirit on all kind of people. Your sons will prophesy. Also your daughters, your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. I'll even pour out my spirit on the servants. Here it is, men and women both. This gift is for everybody. He said, I'll set the wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below. Come on. I don't know about you, but I need a sign from God. I want to see somebody get healed. I want to see somebody receive the Holy Spirit. I want to see somebody get breakthrough. Why? Because I know the power in the Holy Spirit that has given me the gift of peace, that has given me the gift of breakthrough, that has given me what I needed to succeed on this journey. Being a Christian is not like playing golf. Being a Christian is like playing who? Baseball, football. Being a Christian is a team sport. You cannot do this thing on your own. So God brings us into community, which is why we're like, hey, come get involved. Stay around us long enough. Because I promise you, if you stay around this community long enough, God will rub off on you. Usually he does it when you least expect it. It will rub off on you. He says, blood and fire and billowing smoke, the sun turning black and the moon blood red before the judgment day of God, the day tremendous and awesome. Whoever calls help God gets help. Whoever calls help God gets help. You want to know how you get God not to help you? You don't believe he can. That simple. Listen, it doesn't matter where you're at right now in life. It doesn't matter what has happened before you came into church today. It doesn't matter what you did this weekend. The gift of salvation, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is still available here today and now. If you would just cry out, help God. God, I need you. God, I can't do this without you. You see, I was so broken and desperate when I came into the church over at Rudder that I was like, I don't even know nothing about God. Some of you remember, I used to sit in the second chair every week, kick all the leaders out. Maybe just one, whoever sat there. Can I tell you why, though? Because there's an expectancy in my heart that said, help God. God, I need your help. I had no church background. I had no experience. I didn't know nothing about God. But can I tell you something? God doesn't need you to understand. He says, check it out. If you believe now, we can understand later. Come on. If you'll believe now when you walk into Rudder, I'll put you on a pulpit on Pentecost Sunday, and then I'll have you teach about it later. Are you here? I didn't believe I could make this on my own. But God said, I don't need you to, I just need you to believe that I can do it. I need you to believe that I'm a specialist. That I specialize in drug addicts. Come on, somebody. Come on. I specialize in your brokenness. I specialize in those that are suffering with addiction. I specialize in those people because I know that when I change and transform you and make you youth pastor of the year, people that knew you before are going to know that it was me that did it. I'm no different from you. I'm broken just like you. I'm jacked up just like you. Come on, somebody. You know I love you. I'm jacked up just like you. I still make mistakes just like you. I still don't make it all the time. I still fall short. I still am not worthy to him. But can I tell you something? I believe. I believe that God can use me, that when I lay hands, it's going to break people's addictions today. Yeah? I believe today that when I lay hands on you, I'm going to release the power that God placed on the inside of me for you. I believe. I believe that you came into church today to have an encounter with God. I believe that one of the ways that the power is transferred is through the laying on of hands. All God needs is a connection point, Renato. It's like electricity. It works the same all the time. You get the wires off, it's over with. No power. The connection is this. I'm the vessel, and you believe. God says, that's all I need. Let's go ahead and go to Acts chapter 1. Now, I want you to think about this. I want you to take a moment right real quick. I almost said right quick. South Sac came out of me. Apologize. Told you I'm this work in progress. Right? I didn't get my degree in English, Bree. But I want you to think about this. If you were with the people that you love and you know your time was up and you were about to leave, what would you say to them? Come on, it's the last time you're about to see your brothers, sisters, and family. And you're sitting there, you're having your last meal. What would you say to them? What would you say to them? In my former book, Theophilus, wrote about all that Jesus, here it is, you ready? Began to do and teach. So you take what is being taught, and then you go until the day he was taken up. So Jesus dies on the cross. He goes and steals the gates of hell, takes the keys, comes back, gets resurrected. And now for 40 days, this is what the Bible is teaching us. This is it. This is the end all be all. This is the last lap. Come on. He says, after giving instructions through what? To the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, listen, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days. There it is. And spoke to them about the kingdom of God. Now watch this. But on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. But I need you to understand, this is it. This is Jesus' last conversation. I'm setting this up because I want you to see the importance of this gift. The importance that on his last conversation, he would give them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised. A gift is free. It's just God-given. But you see, this gift is so powerful and effective, and the things that it's able to do, we believe it can't be done, which you have heard me speak about. You ready? Here it is. Watch this. We got baptisms coming up next month. for John baptized with water. That's John's baptism. Keep going. But in a few days, come on, but today you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. This is his last conversation, y'all. He's saying, he ain't even tell him I love him. He's like, listen, you just need to hear this because this gift is how I did things. This gift is how you see miracles, signs, and wonders. This gift is how I was able to stay sin free. Hello? This gift is what I need to give you, and it's so important that I must go because if I don't go, you can't have it. So look at what the disciples say. Then they gathered around him and asked him this. They switched the subject. Come on, y'all ever have those people where you're trying to get something over to them and then they try to turn the conversation? This is what the disciples did to Jesus on his last conversation. They were too worried about them. They were too worried about what they thought. They were too consumed about their thinking and what they knew. Instead of just going, Jesus, like I did, you come to the altar, you say, I surrender. I don't know, but God, I believe. Teach me. They said, Lord, you are at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel. Jesus is so nice, man. This is the part that, like, God's still working out in me. Because if I'm about to go to heaven and I got y'all here and I'm trying to get something over to you, I probably wouldn't have been as nice and answered your guys' question. I was trying to say, hey, y'all, just chill for a minute. Listen to what I got to say. You need to accept this gift because I'm about to go and you need it. Jesus is nice. He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or date the Father has set by his own authority. He answers their question. Then he does this, but let's get back over here. Let's get back on track. Let's get back to the Holy Spirit. You will receive when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Sacramento, in all of California, in the United States, and to the ends of the earth. That's what that's saying. Can I tell you the benefits of the Holy Spirit is that he gives you the boldness and the ability to witness and evangelize out wherever you're at. The more you pray in the Holy Spirit, the more boldness in faith that you build up. So I want to give you 5 benefits and values of the Holy Spirit so you can see how does this benefit my life? How does this benefit me? Because if I don't need it, I'm never going to use it. Like my Blackstone grill, I never really needed it. I'm never going to use it. Number one is this. Write this down. The 5 benefits of the Holy Spirit. The 5 benefits of the Holy Spirit. Number one, you're praying the perfect prayer. This is so important. So important. Why? Because you need to understand something, and humans have trouble with this. Is that we think we know it all, and we don't. We think we know it all. We don't know nothing. That's the truth. Can I tell you something? The deeper my walk is with God, the more I learn about his word and his ways. Can I tell you something? The more I really have no clue what I'm doing. Is that not true? The more that I learn him, the more that I realize, like, man, I really don't know. I thought this was going to happen. I thought it was going to work out this way. Yeah, God, you completely did it a different way. Come on. It was praying in the Holy Spirit. It was praying the perfect prayers. Go to Romans 8:27. I'm going to show it to you. Now, he who searches the hearts knows that the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes what? Intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So the Holy Spirit knows everything that God knows. God says, I want relationship with you. If you accept the gift, you have access to everything that I know, but it's going to take you praying in the Holy Spirit. And you see, that's the problem, is we don't want to pray in the Holy Spirit because it doesn't feel good. Come on, working out doesn't feel good, but we still do it. Come on, I like to think of it like this. For me, the warm-up is the worst part. Come on, you're walking in the morning, you're all tired. Come on, the warm-up, 10, 15-minute warm-up is hard. But how many of you know that once you get past that initial start, that you start cruising along in the rest of your workout? You're in it. You're going. It's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. Many times the Bible says that the flesh is at war with the Spirit and the Spirit is at war with the flesh. So when you want to go pray in the Spirit, your flesh tells you, no, I want to go lay down. Your flesh tells you otherwise. Why? Because they're at war with each other. But when you pray in the Spirit, you build yourself up to a place where you stand up and you tell yourself, no, this is what we're doing. And you might start praying, and it might not feel good, and it might be hard. And you'd be like, God, I'm just praying. I'm praying in the spirit. I don't know what's going on. I don't feel nothing. And many times that's what the case is. Because our mind is unfruitful, and we don't know what we're praying. The only thing that we know that we're praying is that we are praying the perfect will of God. We can only pray so much for a person with this. Are you here? We're limited. Do we all agree? We're just limited in praying in English. So God says, I'm going to give. God is so genius with this. He said, I'm going to give you the gift that you're going to need to pray the right prayer so that I can move for you. Genius. He goes, I know you're not going to figure this thing out. He goes, my ways are not. Hold on. He goes, wait a minute. He goes like this. My ways aren't your ways. But then he paints a picture. He goes, as high as the heavens are from the earth. God's like, y'all hear, sky? You hear? I'm up here. Your thinking's down here. You guys are limited. So this is what I'm going to do. Because you're my son and daughter and I love you, I'm going to give you the gift. If you use the gift, you tap into my thinking. You tap into my ways. Can I tell you something? Many times when I'm about to meet somebody or do some counseling or guide somebody, I have no idea what to say. None. You're like, Pastor, how do you not know? I don't know. I really don't. I ain't that smart. Be honest with you, I'm not. But I use the gift. One thing I don't lack is praying in the spirit, because I know I can't counsel you guys and give you the wisdom of God if I don't have God's help. We need God's divine guidance. That's number two. Write it down. The benefit of the Holy Spirit is God wants to give you divine guidance. Romans 8:26. It's God's divine guidance. Likewise, the Spirit, listen, also helps in our weaknesses. But in order for God to help, we got to admit that we're weak. We got to admit that we cannot do this thing. What does that mean? In order to connect to God's power to receive the gift, you have to be willing to put pride aside and surrender and go, God, I don't know it all. God, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know, God, how this relationship is going to get better. I have no idea. I don't have the answers for you. But can I tell you something? When you tap into salvation and you tap into God's perfect gift, he can give you the wisdom that you need. The Bible says that wisdom cries out in the streets. If you will tune your ear down away from the busyness and the pressures of life, of work, and things that you have to do and deadlines you have to get done, if you could turn it down and tap in to the Holy Spirit, you can tune in to God's wisdom so that when somebody hands you a book, it's the answers to what God wants to speak to you. It's the answers. You can listen to people speak, and you'll hear God speak things through people, and they don't even realize it. Many times that's how God will confirm things with me. And I realize this, the more that I pray in the Holy Spirit, the more I see God move throughout my day. One of the big things that I see is God's timing. In every single little detail of my life, it all comes from praying in the Holy Spirit. We were camping this weekend, and we had went to one of the county fairs out there. And this is why you need the gift. We're going to face things in life that are going to hit you, and you're not going to know what to do, what to say, and how to act. You're going to be stuck in the moment. And can I tell you something? You're not going to be thinking about God, because the effect on our soul. So I was walking around the fair, and we're getting ready to leave, and I already talked to my buddy about this. I asked him if I could share it, because it's very private information. Him and his wife are battling infertility. And so I started telling them, man, you need to let me in on when this is, this whole process, so that I can pray for you. And finally, at our last coffee meeting, he let me in that they were having a baby, that they were pregnant, and that they were gonna be going through this process again. So I said, good, I'm gonna be praying for you, man. So I'm walking away from that county fair, and Anthony's right next to me, and then I get this phone call, and he's texting me, he's like, are you home? And I'm like, this guy never asked me if I'm home. He lives down the street from me. I said, is everything okay? He said, no. I called him. He said, hey, man, my wife was on her way to her friend's house or to her family's house, and all the same symptoms of a miscarriage were happening, and they were happening right now. Now, let me tell you something. I didn't know it was right in the moment. I thought it had already happened. He goes, can I put you on three-way and put my wife on the phone so that you can pray for her? I said, yeah. So we get on a three-way call, and she is screaming horrifically. And I sit there, and I am just stuck because of the pain that this woman is going through. I couldn't believe the effect this had on her. Can I tell you something? Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness. My words to them were this. I'll be honest, I don't even know what to say right now. I don't even know what to say. But I knew this, that God gave me a gift, because whatever needed to be prayed in that moment over that couple, for them to make it through this trial and this test, I knew that I had a helper, I had a comforter, I had the gift that God gave me, and I chose. I said, listen, I don't know what to pray for, so I'm going to pray in the Spirit. And I started going in the Spirit and praying over them. And she is screaming and screaming, and he's crying. And I'm like, I don't know what to say, but I'm going in over it. Because I know this, what? It is the perfect will for that situation. Come on, do I have anybody in here that might be going through some stuff, that have experienced some stuff, that know I'm going to go through something? And God goes, I need to give you the gift. I need to give you this gift, because it doesn't just happen to me. It happens to you too. We all want family and loved ones to be saved. Come on, I was scared to death when my mom was out in the streets. I thought she was going to end up dead. Can I tell you something? I used my gift. I prayed in the Holy Spirit. I listened to wisdom as it cried out in the streets. And God told me, stop talking to her. Listen, it didn't make any sense. It didn't make sense. Many times the way God wants to do things is not going to make sense. I chose to follow God even when it was hard. I chose to pray in the Spirit even when I disagreed with what God was telling me to do. It was hard. But I said, nonetheless, my emotions don't rule my life. That's why this number three, you got to build your spirit. Write it down. Jude chapter 1. Praying in the Spirit builds your spirit. Because I prayed in the Holy Ghost often, I had the strength and the power to get through having to deny my mom's phone calls. I had the power to get through when my mom is in tears crying and telling me that I'm not going to stop talking to her. And I go, no, I'm not talking to you no more. And here's the thing is I didn't want people to be mad at God. So I didn't even tell them that it was God telling me to do it. Because I didn't want them to have a bad look on God. But can I tell you something now? As she carries that little baby, she's the best grandma I've ever seen. Can I tell you something else, though? Her grandkids will never meet the mom that I had to grow up with. It is only through the power of the Holy Spirit. You can tell somebody has truly found God and has drank in His power is when you see the fruit in the change. That they lived one way, but they're not the same no more. They lived one way, but they're not the same. There is something different about them now. Because can I tell you what most of your ministry is going to come from? It's going to come from people watching the way you walk for Christ. Come on, am I the only one that lives in South Sac? People need to see the real. They're tired of hearing all the lies and all that. They get enough of that in the world. When they come into the church, they need to see the real. When they come into the church, they need to see the power of the Holy Spirit move and operate. They need to come into the church and go, why are they so happy? Why do they have so much joy? Come on. Why do they look so good? It's the Spirit of God, because I know I don't look that good, but I still look good. I don't know if you're laughing with me or laughing at me. My dad always said, you can laugh with me, but you better not laugh at me. Jude chapter 1. You guys getting something today? You glad you came to church? Come on, let's wrap this thing up. But you, beloved, here it is, building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. When you build yourself up in the Spirit, what you need to understand is that you keep your faith switch turned on. You keep your faith switch turned on. Why is that important? Because in order to receive anything from God, you have to believe. If you believe, you can get it. If you don't believe, you can't. Is that simple enough? You have to keep your faith switch turned on. Israel didn't get their promised land. And I believe it's in Hebrews chapter 3. And this is what I want to teach you as we go into this. And we're going to pray. And we're going to pray for some of you in here to receive the Holy Spirit. But I believe that there are still people in here that are crying out, help God. They haven't encountered the power of the Holy Spirit. They never felt the power of God with hands. A loving father that doesn't want them to be addicted no more. They might have got saved. They might have got baptized. They might be trying, but the world is still pulling them away. But today, God is going to break that spirit of addiction off of you. God is going to fill you with his Holy Spirit. You're going to experience his power. Can I tell you something? When you experience the power, you will be seared and marked forever. I will never forget the day when I stood right here at an altar and the power of God hit me. Little did I know that God would use me to build the church and to build his house, that I would encounter his power. There are two things that will cause you to not receive anything from God. Number one is this: lack of faith. Let's look at the Israelites. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt and with whom he was angry for 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter. Enter what? Their promised land. Why? Because of their unbelief. They didn't get their promise because of their unbelief.
I think that this is your way of telling me something.
Well, I hope you've been encouraged by the Word of God. And if you have, go ahead and subscribe to our podcast or download our free app at the App Store. And you can continue to get Word every week from Elevate Life Church.